Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a Chickies Monday. We're at Chickies in South Philly. 6 o'clock, the Jordan Mailata show right here at Chickies with Jordan Mailata, myself, Elliot Shore Parks. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, also Elliot Shore Parks. Donovan McNabb will join us very soon. Donovan's call will be brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. As we wait for the great Donovan McNabb, we can talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, you're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. It, go Birds.
What's up, Ed? Go Birds.
Hey,
Birds.
So I'm honestly conflicted about Jalen. But
Ed,
leaving.
Ed, I got to put you on hold because right now on the show, my button's not working here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No. You know, Buzz, can you put on Donovan? Joining us right now,
yeah.
The greatest quarterback in Syracuse University history. The greatest quarterback in Eagles history. The Eagles' all-time leader in passing yards, passing touchdowns, an illustrious career both on the gridiron and off of it, and, of course, the most popular, handsome, and accomplished weekly guest of the WIP Afternoon Show, Donovan McNabb.
I'm telling you, you must have got, you got your breakfast, you got your snack. What is happening today?
Yeah.
I like it.
See, come on, man. Yes.
I like it.
How you
doing? I don't know about that most handsome part, though.
Well, it's guess.
We didn't need no comments. We let them roll.
So,
what's going on, fellas? Good afternoon to you.
Another day, another win, Donovan.
That's right.
You know.
However we can get it.
Yes, and we get it a certain way, it seems like, right now, and that's ugly. Now, the defense wasn't ugly, right? The Eagles' defense was swarming yesterday. And I was hoping you could lend some insight because Jared Goff looked terrible last night. It was one of the worst nights of Jared Goff's career. Lend some insight about what it does to a quarterback. We always talk about, you know, pressure. But what it does to a quarterback and then the effect it had on Goff last night, causing the night he ended up having.
Well, I will say this. I wouldn't say so much of it as being pressure because we're not known for our blitzing. And so our front four was able to collapse the pocket a little bit and throw off the rhythm and timing of their passing game. They had guys open. And you know, anytime that you can get Jared Goff off of his spot where he can't just sit back there on a 3 to 5 step drop and be able to get the ball out to his guys, that now puts him in a position where he has to go off of his number one or two reads and he ends up in number three or four. And Jared Goff is not known for his mobility. So him getting outside the pocket is a win-win for any defense that they go up against. But I will say I've seen Amon Brown open a few times. I thought they did a good job versus Jameson Williams. But I look at their offense and not being able to get Gibbs and Montgomery going in their passing game, which had them now just going straight to drop back, it worked in our favor defensively.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that front seven last night for the Eagles, N'Kobe Dean being in the middle, I think it's changed the whole.
I mean, it's a nightmare for a lot of opposing offense.
Yeah.
He's an intricate part of that defense.
Yeah, and I think he's changed the sort of mentality of the way they play since he's been back. they've done a pretty good job of stopping the run just about every week he's been out there.
Well, I will say this too, Ike. I mean, and give credit to Howie and his decision making, but Phillips coming over from Miami.
Has done
wonders for us because we were missing that pass rush, and not only just pass rush in certain situations, but more importantly throughout the whole game, where that right tackle has to be very aware of what move may come from Phillips, and he's done a great job not just in the passing game but in the run game as well.
Donovan, I also wanted to ask you, the Eagles had a ton of passes batting down Jared
right.
Goff passes yesterday.
And
right. So as a quarterback, forgetting about height, right? Because it's about more than height, I think. How do you, as a quarterback, how do you avoid that? Is there something that you can look for that will let you know that a player's trying to do it? Like, what is the cause of having so many passes batted down, and how do the Eagles, like, do that?
Well, number one, it's annoying for any quarterback because you see guys open and you're going to deliver the ball. One of the big fellas, obviously, that's not getting a lot of good pass rush will just sit back and just throw his hands up. And give credit to Jordan Davis for being able to do that and time it up the right way. And I say that because, you know, a lot of what Detroit likes to do is they will work the middle of that football field. And that's where Amon Brown has been so important in their passing game because he's a true slot receiver. And so, you know, he'll read outside and get the ball to his guys, but he'll get to this number two and three read in the progression, and that will be able to, you know, hit LaPorta and Amon St. Brown across the middle. And when you have guys that are three techniques or shades or nose guard from the defensive line standpoint and throwing their hands up as soon as you get ready to release, it really is frustrating for any quarterback and offensive coordinator because you see the guys open, but you're just not able to get it there. And so what leads to that and the way that you try to avoid that is offensive linemen will have to be able to set in their pass sets and also get a good punch to get those hands down from the defensive line standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that first one that Jordan Davis had got his hands up. He sacrificed. Because he got put on his back.
Oh, yeah, really?
He got, put on his back for jumping.
Now.
Yeah.
There's definitely some punishment to it.
Yeah, those linemen, you jump in front of those linemen like that, they normally, ready. They're taught, right? They hit you when you jump up like that because it's going to knock you down. Yeah.
At any parts of your body. We're going to make sure that next time you're going to think about throwing
jumping.
Your hands up.
Yep.
Donovan, offensively, it just didn't seem like anything worked.
Right.
When you're watching the Eagles right now, is this I imagine it's a little bit of everything, but is this scheme issue? Is it execution issue? Is it what the hell is going on where it doesn't seem like the Eagles can have more than one sustained drive in any game?
Oh, I mean, I think it's a lot of different pieces that I begin to question. Number one, it is scheme. This offense is not what you've seen, obviously, when Kellen Moore was at the helm. This seems like it's more of a Nick Sirianni and a mix of what the offensive coordinator is trying to do. But when I look at this offense, especially from what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, it seems like, number one, that I don't know who's listening to the crowd or listening to the radio, but that's becoming an intricate part of the decision-making in each week. Because when you look at how many opportunities A.J. Brown all of a sudden had in this particular game, it's really eye-opening because it's like this isn't the offense that we see. And a lot of his routes, like I said from the very beginning, are stop routes in 8 to 10 yards. It's a slant route. It's a go ball. And it's nothing where you see him going across the middle running a dig route. It's nothing that you see him running across route that goes across the field with a deep post by Devontae. He ran a dig route which against Green Bay, which now we had Devontae running from the slot over the top, which if that safety jumps the dig, then we take and go over top with Devontae, which led to a touchdown. But I just don't see any creativity in this offense. And when you don't have any creativity in this offense, your play-action game is null and void. Because when we do run the ball with Saquon, there's no running lane. And so I'm big on the attempts of how many times we run the football. But at some point, you got to have an explosive run play in there. And to be honest, the offensive line is not opening up enough holes where we can get Saquon to be able to burst through and get one-on-one versus a linebacker or safety. I mean, we ran the what was that, third and short play? And he ran in the back of the offensive lineman that was getting pushed. Yeah. And so it's when I look at this offense, and everybody wants to look at, obviously, A.J. not getting attempts or Jalen's not throwing them the football, this offense is boring. And Drew Brees said it on ESPN, it is boring. I mean, from the offense that I've come from and the offenses that I see all across the league, this offense is I don't know if he's trying to be methodical, meaning, hey, put yourself in second and medium situation and third and short, instead of where's the explosive play? Where's the post and corner combo? Where is getting Jalen on the corner and throwing it back to a guy that's 25, 30 yards downfield? I don't see that. Everything to me, and we, you know, I love that he's completing 70% of his balls, but it seems like everything is like 12 yards and under.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are complaining about when it comes to the play design. Five, take us into the mind of the quarterback when you're in the flow of the game and you see how great or how good your defense is playing. Right. The other team isn't necessarily putting points on the board. Is there a mindset there that says, you know what? I'm not trying to win the game by making heroic throws. I'm going to take what the defense has given me, and we're going to play that way. Because I'm just wondering from Jalen's perspective, the last 2 weeks, he sees the way his defense is playing, so he's trying to make sure he doesn't give away a possession by being careless with the football. Does that go through a quarterback's mind when you see how the flow of the game is going?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
No, not necessarily. I think like when you start the game, and I'll just recap the game a little bit. Not too long ago, it was on TV. The first couple passes that Jalen threw, I mean, he had three drops.
Yeah,
like he had three or four drops, and then we had the penalty with Lane on one of the scrambles that was down the sideline when Saquon dropped the ball on a scramble drill, and it was a penalty. Mm-hmm. But there's no rhythm. There's no rhythm in this offense. And so that's why you see so many consistent three and out. But I think from a mindset from a quarterback, no, we're not playing cautious football. We're trying to get to push the ball downfield and create those explosive plays because you know how the momentum shifts. If the defense is playing well, all it takes is one particular mishap or missed tackle or whatever on the opposing side, and all of a sudden now we got to dig into the bag and try to be creative. No, in the offensive game plan, you have to, at least your first 15, you got to have at least three shots in there. And so it could be on first down, it could be on second down when maybe they're bringing seven and we only can block six. Then, yeah, you get the ball out on the side adjust or a hot read. But then you come back and all of a sudden you cross the 50, and where's that explosive play? I don't see that explosive play. Like when you get to the green area and that's when you get to that 40 yards, 35 yards, yard line going in, that's got to be more of your explosive plays. Where's the creativity? You know, and I just don't see it. So, I know everybody is probably a Philly or whatever is probably going to, you know, hey, we need to get rid of our coordinator. You know how many coordinators that man has played under? So at some point,
different one every year.
Yeah,
like, different one every year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we make so many excuses for all these other quarterbacks, you know, but this man has been successful no matter how we look at it, how bad it looks or whatever. They're winning. Now, he's shown, right, obviously, in playoff play that he could turn it up another notch. But in the regular season, it's been bad. It has. But the thing that we do as quarterbacks is we have to do whatever it takes to win. And we can say that they've obviously been doing that.
Yep.
All right, Donovan. Appreciate it, as always. The Eagles, I'll tell you, this Eagles team of the last 2 years, I've never seen a team win so many games and then have us come in and
look so bad.
Ask what went wrong. Yeah, the next day. It's something special.
Well, I will say this, and I'll add to what you're saying. And I think a lot of it, too, is just all the whispers and all the conversations that become hot topics. If they don't become hot topics, it won't be that much of an issue because, I think the fans will just understand what it is that they're seeing, and they're waiting on that big play to help us win the game. I think the conversation of, how come certain people aren't getting the ball, or why aren't we doing this, and how come he's not running the football like he used to. But you got to take a lot of things into account of what we're seeing right now. Coming off of a Super Bowl run, no matter if you win or lose, there's injuries. There's people who want more money. There's all of a sudden interview requests. There's a lot of things that go into what they're doing. And it's going to be going, I think at this particular point on, and I can tell you, it's going to be more rumbling going forward. And if they continue to win, at least it'll quiet it down until it goes south.
All right, Donovan. We will talk to you next week. We got Dallas coming up on Sunday who... Mm-hmm. Not a great team, certainly can put up points,
Yeah, they're struggling too. So, it's going to be interesting to watch.
All right, Donovan.
All right, big dog.
Thanks as always, man.
All right,
man.
Now, y'all take it easy.
All right, Donovan. Bro. Part of me wonders on the – because we've done the creativity thing for 3 years now. Part of me wonders if this team is not able to even execute the simple things at a consistent level, if you even put yourself in position to get the defense off balance enough to be creative. Mm-hmm. There is a walk before you run sort of, aspect to this offense. And Donovan brought up the explosive plays. I do think to an extent last year we were spoiled a little bit, and I think the team was spoiled a little bit by the number of explosive running plays we got last year. I don't know that there was another running back in the history of football that had as many giant runs as Saquon had last year. And we would be watching an Eagles team like we're watching this one through the middle of the second quarter and be like, why do we only have 3 points? Right. And then all of a sudden, Saquon would break one off for 63 yards. Yep. We'd have 10 points and the dam would break.
Yep.
But we just haven't had that this year. And if I were to dial in to the one big difference, I actually don't think it's the passing between this year and last year. It's that we're just not able to run the ball at the same level we were last year.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, that's how they want to win football games. I'm not saying they're not going to take their shots when those shots are there, but they don't prefer to come out and throw the ball, throw. Even Favre sat there, he's like, dude, I could tell last night they changed the game plan. He's basically saying they catered to AJ.
For AJ, yeah.
Yeah, they catered to AJ last night and came out with a different attack mode in the game just to keep him happy.
And then when it doesn't work, I think it was Jordan that brought it up last week that they had in consecutive plays after that. So you had the first drive that worked last week, and then they fumbled the ball. And then the next drive, Jordan falls down, and then Saquon falls down. And all of a sudden – just nothing feels like it's in its right place anymore.
Yeah.
So they open up the game yesterday, and it's not like the guys were wide open, but the drops that Jalen had, those should have been catches. Yep. Those should have been first downs. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when your scripted first 15 falls apart like that, they're almost chasing their tail the rest of the game trying to get that rhythm and to get it to work. Because you look around the league, that is offensively what succeeds most is that scripted first 15. And when you don't wind up with any points out of it, like the only points we had at the beginning of the game were because of the Cooper DeGene interception, really.
Yep.
And
we only got 3 out of that.
Yes.
We couldn't even get a touchdown down there.
What, we get it at the 10-yard line? Is that where we had it?
11-yard line.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Weird team, man. Thank God the defense is awesome. Thank God for Vic Fangio.
Yeah. Thank God we won that Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Dude, if they didn't win the Super Bowl, this is all coming off of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine if they were coming off losing that Super Bowl and this is the way it started? I mean, it would have been like 2023.
Are we spending a week in Santa Clara this year?
Of course
or not?
They are.
Yes, we are, Spike.
And we're going to complain about it. Great just like
no,
last year.
No, not like all of us.
Yeah, not all of us. Sorry, I didn't mean to lump you in.
Nope.
I'm just letting everyone know. I mean,
yeah, to get prepared for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell people. I'm not like Spike, where last week said one thing, come out this week, change the tune.
I'll give him credit for trying. He tried.
I did try.
Yeah, it's tough one.
I did try.
Well, it's like you with your whole
Jalen sobriety.
Yeah,
how's that going on?
It's fine. I didn't really relapse. It was actually a pretty enjoyable watch last
night. How hard was it for you not to tweet out stuff last night?
I've kind of I don't.
You leave Eagles Twitter alone?
Yeah. I tweet out one Carson video.
Yeah.
Can't be happy for the guy.
215-592-9494. It is a victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. We will hear what AJ said after the game yesterday about that one route that looked like maybe the quit on.
Yep.
And Jalen's opinion of all of the AJ targets. We'll talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike.
Oh, the glasses transition.
And, of course, everyone's favorite, Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.